This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
All right, Limits, let's go out to St. Louis where we find Noah Hiles from the Post-Gazette. We like to call him the Noah Constrictor. Noah, you first of all, let's deal with a couple of things here. You've injured Limits' feelings by only attaching me to your tweet that you're coming on the show. Anything against him? Do you not like him? What's happening here?
No, I have no ill will towards City Limits. I remember City Limits when he was just Suburbs Limits, when he was a young lad at RMU first, asking for career guidance. I've known him way back when, so no beef with City Limits.
Well, why not include him? Because as he and I have both noticed, when you go on other shows, you include every member of the show. This seems personal.
No, that actually comes from a product of bullying. Harry Callis mentioned that to me. Donnie mentioned that to me. So now if you bully me, you'll get what you want. So City Limits, congratulations. You will get the tag from here on out.
There you go, Limits. You're gonna get tagged.
No one I met when I was, I believe, either a freshman or a sophomore at RMU, and one of the first true guys that gave me great advice and really took me under his wing. I've been really grateful to Noah ever since.
Wonderful man. Is that a Knicks hat you're wearing?
Yes, big Knicks fan.
Oh, that was big last night, wasn't it?
Awesome.
Jalen Brunson?
Awesome.
How many threes, by the way, can one team shoot? Here's the thing.
40, apparently.
Sometimes these games are just shooting contests. And the Celtics at one point, Noah, and I don't know why I'm talking about the Celtics, that 19 of 20 shot attempts were three-pointers. They have a size advantage at almost every position, and all they do is chuck threes. It's unbelievable. And they wonder how they blew a 20-point lead.
I mean, to be fair, that's kind of the formula that won them a championship last year. And the reason they were able to get so many threes was because they dominated the offensive glass. But hey, I'm not complaining. I'll take it. I hope they miss a whole bunch of threes for the remainder of the series.
Well, they missed 45 of them last night, which was an NBA playoff record. Anywho, the other little piece of business I needed to clear up. I've been in the Arch in St. Louis and became extremely horrified when they let me out of the little cart at the top of the Arch. And it felt like it was swaying, and I told the security guard I needed immediately to get back down, that I was feeling sick. Have you gone up there yet? Have you done that?
I have. I went the last time the Pirates were here, which would have been either August or September. It's fine. I think it's just something you need to do once. I don't intend on doing it this time while I'm here.
Did it feel like it was swaying? Did it feel when you were standing up there that the whole arch was moving back and forth?
I was more disturbed by the ride you take up there
in
that little pod. If you're claustrophobic, that's just something you shouldn't do.
Midway up, it's like when my daughter makes me go on a roller coaster, I start yelling at her. Midway up, why did you do this to me? This I did to myself. I thought it would be enjoyable, and it was the furthest thing from that.
Yeah, I mean, it's something you got to try once.
Yeah, once is good. All right, we're avoiding talking about baseball. Perhaps by design.
Yeah.
what has happened to this baseball team, and do they at any point this year get out of this, or are they on pace for 100 plus losses?
I think it looks to be the latter right now. Now, obviously, it's still May 6th. This team last year wasn't in a great spot either around this time, and they made some moves, called up Nick Gonzalez, called up Paul Skeens. That kind of gave them a little bit of a spark. There are some sparks on the way, I think, for this team. When you look, Spencer Horwitz will be back sometime this month. I think Nick Gonzalez will be back sometime this month. Bubba Chandler should be with the team sometime, I would think, this month. Those three players make this team better. Will it be enough to get them out of the hole they're in, which is now, what, 12 games under 500?
Yeah.
I don't think so. And that's unfortunate because, you know, there were expectations, at least for some, that this group would be better. I know a lot of the fan base will say they expected it to be this bad. I don't know how anyone could have expected to be this bad. But I don't see how they change their overall standing as a team right now, because, you know, a couple of hitters might help them here or there, but it's not like they're adding Shohei Ohtani and Mookie Betts to this lineup. Gonzalez and Horwitz are fine players, but they're not going to make that big of a difference. And adding Chandler to the starting rotation, sure, it makes your rotation stronger, but I wouldn't argue that, or yeah, that's not the problem with the team right now. So I feel like this is a last place team.
One thing we hear pretty frequently with younger guys like Pagero, Gorski, is they like to get them consistent at-bats, and that's why they're in AAA. Well, now they're here. Why do you think that they're opting not to play those guys more consistently and give them a chance?
For those two specifically, Austin, I think it's because they don't view them to be important pieces to the future. They won't go out and say that, but, I mean, you look at how many – I mean, they promoted Z Chang to the major leagues over Lolivar Pagero this year. What's that say about what they think toward Lolivar Pagero? Same thing for Matt Gorski. Look at the players that they went out and gave opportunities to in the last couple of years in the outfield ahead of him, despite him being their most productive power bat. In the farm system, they clearly just don't view those guys to be the same type of future prospects, guys that might have a bigger impact down the line than players like Jared Triolo, players like, I mean, obviously, ND Rodriguez and Henry Davis. I mean, those were higher rated prospects. I get it to a certain extent, but they're just not getting opportunities for a reason. I think it's because they don't have a high standing in this organization.
Noah Hiles of the Post Gazette. Listen to Pomp and Joe every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. You have some questions, comments, perhaps one for the Noah Constrictor. That's what the text line's for, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Limits, I trust that you're monitoring the text line very carefully.
I am.
Fan Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. So, Noah, Ben Cherington revealed some of the nicknames around, and I was always, when I was the Penguins beat writer a million years ago, never quite sure when I should use a player nickname or not, if I was comfortable enough with the guy to use that name, or shouldn't I use it? You know, I'm not part of the team. So when he reveals names like Izzy, Z, Peggy, and Tree.
Izzy, Z, Peggy, Tree.
Do you go with those? Like when you see Triolo, do you say, hi, Tree? When you see Pagero, do you say, what's up, Peggy? I don't even remember who Z was. And then Izzy is Isaiah Kiner Falefa. How many of those four nicknames, Izzy, Z, Peggy, or Tree, do you use when you're saying hello to these people?
I typically, my rule is, I call you what you tell me to call you.
Yeah.
So if a guy says, hey, you can call me Z, you can call me Peggy, both of those guys have done that. So like
we're burying the lead now. Pagero, Leover Pagero came up to you and said, please call me Peggy?
I mean, it's just kind of a known thing. When I introduced myself to him, when I started on the beat last spring, he said, you can call me Peggy if you want. So
that's incredible.
Yeah.
What do you make of this?
It's a great icebreaker right there.
Yeah. What do you make of this development, Limits?
I think it's Peguero trying to be friendly.
I like it too.
He is a friendly guy. I don't know if I painted that situation incredibly accurate. There was some interaction of where he said that that's what I can call him.
Call me Peggy. Yeah, how about Tree?
I think I just call him Jared.
Jared. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's simple enough. I think if I called him Tree, it wouldn't be a thing.
It would seem odd just to go up and say.
I've never called IKF Iggy. I just call him Isaiah. But I mean, if a guy says you can call me this, then I'll call them that.
I think it's Izzy, not Iggy. Am I right about that?
Izzy.
For Triolo, it would just seem a little bit awkward, even on a morning greeting in the clubhouse, to say hi Tree or hello Tree. Something would seem awkward about that. No.
There's not Jared Triolo is not really an awkward guy. I mean, he's really chill. I feel like I can get away with calling him that.
Yeah, I mean, I've never met him, but he seems like a nice man. He can't hit though, unfortunately.
Yeah,
he's
a problem.
Then again, none of them can. This lineup, we were comparing it to 2020 when they were at the start of a tank job, basically. And I'm not sure this isn't worse. Here's the question I'm getting more than any other one these days. And I say it without any pleasure involved at all. How do Derek Shelton and Ben Cherington still have jobs? And does Bob Nutting have a number in mind, 50 games, 60 games, where he's going to make a move with one or both?
I don't know about the number. I do feel like we're trending in a direction where at least one change is going to be made maybe by the end of the month, maybe earlier than that. I don't have an exact date or number, but the general consensus from people that I've spoken with seems like they're kind of expecting something to happen before the All-Star break. And again, that's not anything I'm definitively reporting like it's going to happen right now, but it just seems like if this continues, it's you can't continue going on much longer without a change made in a significant leadership spot. So yeah, I don't know how they go on after that. I don't know what they would do to replace or whoever they replace, but it does seem like that's the way we're heading here soon.
So another thing that, you know, again, I don't enjoy this because this guy just seems like he wants to perform so badly for Pittsburgh, for the Pirates, for his teammates. But man, it feels, if it's not abundantly clear, it's getting there that Henry Davis can't hit major league pitching. How patient are they going to be with him? What's the runway for him here? How long is he going to get to prove himself? And if it is a proving ground, why doesn't he just play every day?
I think that might be the way we head here, Joe. I mean, as they continue to fall further and further out of this thing and, you know, it becomes clear that they're not going to be a team that contends for any sort of relevant baseball, they might just pivot to seeing what they have with these players who, you know, we've reached a point where it's, you've got to prove that you belong at this point. Henry Davis is getting close to there. I think Jack Sawinski's there. You know, Andy Rodriguez, I don't know if he's there yet, but these types of players at some point in the season, and it should come before the deadline. I don't know if it will because they're going to want to try to, you know, sell off their assets on 1 year deals and those guys are going to get playing time. But we're going to reach a point in the year, I think, where, yeah, the objective is to get these guys everyday playing time because Henry Davis hasn't received everyday playing time since April of last season at this level. So it's hard for him to get going. Obviously, he hasn't shown a ton of promise in the opportunities that he has had at this level since then, since losing his everyday playing time opportunity. But yeah, I think we're going to get to a point in the season where the goal is to just find out what you have with all of these young hitters in the lineup. You're going to have to play these guys every day ahead of veterans just to see, hey, are they ever going to show any promise, any indication that they can figure this thing out?
Do you think the way that the season is trending could derail the time that we see Bubba Chandler? Like if they were closer to 500 right now, maybe a better chance that Chandler is called up. Could his timeline be pushed back because of that?
Possibly. I mean, on one side of the coin, you would think that they would be doing anything they can to make the team better. And I'm sure there are people in that clubhouse, in that front office who feel that way. That's like, we need to get this kid up here now. We need a spark. We need something that improves the quality of the 26 players, this group that we have going out there on the field every day. And then on the other side of the coin, you think, why would we waste a year of service time with Bubba Chandler on this group?
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
And that's not what fans want to hear, but I mean...
That's actually a topic.
At a certain point, it makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, last year it felt like, well, they were in it, really, sort of at least, you know, nominally in it until August, until that 10-game losing streak.
Well, they were 500 at the All-Star break.
So it felt like Skeens was an obvious
deadline.
You had to bring him up.
They were five games under 500 when Paul Skeens came up.
Yeah.
And that was in the first week or so of May. So, I mean, they're more than double that now. They're
right.
12 games under.
Right.
So around the same exact time, they're in a much different spot. They have a much bigger hole to climb out of. So it is worth wondering, like, and again, that's not what you want to hear if you're a fan, but if you're an organization, you're thinking, is it worth using year one of Bubba Chandler already, where you can just wait to bring him up in June, July, whenever, and then you get him for a whole nother year because of that.
Is there a AAA hitting prospect who could help?
No.
Next question.
Put, no,
okay.
Not really. Yeah.
Which is, I mean, listen, of all the indictments of Ben Cherington, and I could probably spend, you know, we're going to have our radiothon, you know, 24 hours coming up soon. we could spend all 24 just discussing all the things that indict him. The mm-hmm. fact that we're 6 years into what was a 4-year tank job and then supposedly the start of winning, and they don't have a AAA hitting prospect who can help an all-time hideous lineup, that might be indictment number one. And I realize some of these guys are already up, but they can't hit either.
Yeah, and it's been like that for a couple of years now. It felt like that wave came in 2022, 2023. That's when we first saw Henry Davis, O'Neill Cruz, Andy Rodriguez, Nick Gonzalez, all of these guys, they made their way up. Jack Sawinski was a little before that. But the way it typically works in the year 3 to 4 time period of a rebuild is you have more waves. And those waves continued on the pitching side, and they're going to continue. I mean, we're going to see Chandler, and then we're going to see Ashcraft. We're going to see Burroughs come back and Harrington come back. And then we're going to see Hunter Barco at some point, and they're going to be arms after him. They have that going on the pitching side, but the hitting side, it's like everything showed up all at once, and then there was just nothing else going on. And they're going to be waiting a while. I mean, they have two bats that I think can be impactful major league bats one day that I identify in this whole org.
Yeah.
One of them's in Double-A, one of them's in High A. So those guys aren't close right now.
All right. We're talking to Noah Hiles of the Post-Gazette. He's in St. Louis. You can watch us on our YouTube channel. You should subscribe. It don't cost nothing. And you can get there via our website at 937thefan.com. Paul Skeens, who's on the mound today, I think widely acknowledged a man of high integrity, high intelligence, high competitive spirit. An alpha male sort, I don't think afraid to speak his mind, and doesn't strike me as a man to suffer a clown show very easily. How long into his career before he pipes up about the state of the organization, about his place in it?
I don't know. That's an interesting question, because I agree with everything you said, where he has such a high standard for excellence. I mean, every time you talk to him, he could care less about talking about his own accomplishments. He's talking about team goals and wanting to win. But at the same time, I mean, this is a guy who really respects authority. He knows not to kind of speak illy of his superiors. And so I think it would take a lot for him to question management, to question ownership, simply because it's in his DNA to really not publicly, at least, challenge authority and speak out of turn, out of line. I think that just goes into his military background and just his overall character. So I don't know. I don't think we'll see him do it this year. Maybe later on down the line, as he continues to become a superstar. But I don't think we see him do anything like that this year.
What do you think of Key Brian Hayes? And obviously he changed his swing.
Not much limits, and thank you for asking. Well, go ahead. I'm sorry. If I hear one more person, Noah, and limits, tell me that if you look beneath the surface and really watch the at-bats, you'll see that Key Brian Hayes is a day or two or a week or two or maybe a year or two from breaking out. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. He can't hit. He can't hit. He's a third baseman who hits for no power. I interrupted you. I apologize. Please continue your question.
Well, that was partially my question. What do you see from him this year? Because still, it doesn't seem like things are working.
Offensively, I mean, I think that we're kind of getting a view of what this player is at this point. I mean, he's still an elite defender. He led all third basemen in defensive run saved and fielding run value at the end of the month. And I think he's going to continue to be a quality glove. But offensively, to your point, to Joe's point, more so, I don't know if we're going to see this guy really hit for much power just because of his back injury and the adjustments he's had to make to his offensive game because of those injuries. I think this is going to be a guy who's an elite defender and just gives you some offense in the form of hitting singles, getting walked, and maybe a double to the gap or 5 to 10 home runs a year, which in the grand scheme of things isn't the worst. I mean, that's traditionally you would like to have one great elite fielder who gives you, and then whatever you get from them offensively, is a bonus. But when you look around the infield, there is no slugging. From first to third base, you don't have anyone that you can really look at and say, that's a 20 home run guy. And that's the problem here. When you have that player that I just described playing a corner infield position where you traditionally get slugging, you get 20 plus home runs from, you don't get that there, you're not getting it elsewhere. That's the issue.
So for people who do or who might have hope that this offense can get turned around, I think some of them put that hope in Spencer Horwitz and Nick Gonzalez. When are they going to be back?
So I was told that Nick Gonzalez will be with the team this whole week, and then we'll start a rehab assignment next week when the team goes to New York. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure how long that rehab assignment will take, but I believe he will be back assuming he starts it like a week from today. I would say he gets back probably toward the end of May. I think Spencer Horwitz is back a little bit before that. I would expect him to probably be transitioning his rehab to Indianapolis sometime this week. And I would think that he's going to need at least a week there, maybe 10 days to 2 weeks there. So I think both of them are in this lineup by the end of May.
That'd be a little late for Horwitz based on original projections, would it not?
Yeah. Yeah. I would say, I think that the wording on that original timetable given by the team could have been better. I think that what they meant to say was maybe returning to baseball activity. Yeah, that would have probably been the better way to word it, because that would have been correct. In 6 to 8 weeks, he was doing full baseball activity. He was swinging, fielding ground balls. And I'm not defending them. I'm just saying, based off the conversations I have had, including with the individual, it seemed like that was what the plan was all along, that it was 6 to 8 weeks to return to baseball activity, not playing in the major leagues. But yeah, that's
all right.
That's what I have to say on the 10 day.
Okay. Board. Lastly, and quickly, if you had to pick one of these four guys to make the biggest impact the rest of the year, would it be Izzy, Z, Peggy, or Tree?
I'll go Tree simply because I think that he has the biggest future here. I mean, I'm pretty confident IKF's going to get traded at the deadline just because he's on the final year of his deal. And I don't know if Peggy or Z are big leaguers. So I'll go with Tree by default.
Izzy, Z, Peggy, Tree.
What kind of future does a guy have who hit 216 last year and 148 this year, I guess as a defensive type of guy for Tree, right?
Yeah, that's it. It's having an elite defender off the bench, which isn't bad to have, but the Pirates could use.
I think it's a luxury. Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's very much unlike Alika Williams, honestly. But anyway, thank you, Noah Constrictor, and enjoy the rest of your time in St. Louis.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me on.
What a wonderful man he is. Huh, Limits?
Wonderful.
Even though he didn't include you in the attachment?
He actually, he did.
He revamped that?
He revamped the tweet,
corrected it.
And he put, and me, and he tagged me in it. Very nice.
He is a good guy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
All right, Limits, you promised treats, and now it's time to deliver the 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Coming up at the top of the hour, Mr. Brian Batko of the Post-Gazette on all things Steelers, including the Aaron Rodgers saga. This is just, it's a day, I don't even think about it anymore.
Oh,
it's like the biggest story in Pittsburgh sports right now, except it's not even a story because nobody ever thinks about it.
Congratulations are in order to Aaron, potentially. I think there's a ring on his finger. He might be a married man.
Is that what you're hearing? Oh, yeah, we talked about that yesterday.
Yeah, congratulations to Aaron. Maybe he was going on his honeymoon, and that's why he can't go to minicamp.
Possibly. What do you have, Limits?
Well, John Gruden was on Sirius XM Radio talking about some of the quarterbacks. He touched on Jackson Dart, your favorite, but he said something very interesting about the one and only six-round draft pick of your Pittsburgh Steelers, Will Howard.
When you look at these quarterbacks this year, I'll tell you this, and I'll go on record here. The Pittsburgh Steelers got a steal in Will Howard.
Oh, yeah. Howard.
Let me tell you something. That guy's a stud.
Yeah.
And I love Jackson Dart now. The Giants, he may not be ready to go right away, but this guy's tough as hell. He's athletic, and he's bright. He's really smart, and he loves it. So I think there's some guys that are pretty darn good in this year's class. They just got to go prove it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I'm dining on, Jim? My first mock draft, I put Jackson Dart number 3 to the Giants.
How about that?
People were questioning my brain scans and everything else that went through it. I know he didn't go 3, but obviously the Giants liked what they saw, came back and got him, and I'm with John on Jackson Dart. And, you know, Will Howard, does that not look like Ben Roethlisberger redo with body type and all that? And if they play the way Pittsburgh normally plays, that fits right into it perfectly.
Well, I made the comparison to Josh Allen, and everybody said, Gruden thinks he's Josh. No, I said he's 6'0", 4'7", 236.
I want you to get a feel for how big this guy is.
I mean, Donnie Football is big, too. I'm not comparing him to Josh Allen. What is going on here?
Gruden loves himself some Will Howard, some traits, the intangibles.
God. All right. Well, I do agree with him on Jackson Dart, of course, and whoever that guy Jack was, too. But Will Howard, there's a reason he went where he went in the draft, Limits.
Oh, I'm very aware.
I think
aware.
People are losing their minds over this guy.
I agree. I don't think he's anything more than a career backup. Landry Jones, again, good comparison, I think.
I mean,
wouldn't
PFF,
be a bad career.
Well, one of the weaknesses that people cite, including PFF, is arm talent. Now, we've seen some very good quarterbacks without rifle arms become legendary, actually. Tom Brady would be one, although his arm was plenty good enough. Drew Brees would be another. So I'm not saying that's everything, but that's one. And their other weakness was predetermining throws and basically consistency, I think, has been a problem. Listen, I'm willing to be open about this guy. Maybe he is the next Brock Purdy. I don't know. Is that a compliment to be the next Brock Purdy, I think?
Considering he's going to get paid close to $50 million from San Francisco if they ever get that deal done, yeah.
I think that's a compliment. I don't think he's the next Ben or Josh Allen.
Nope.
Is he a starter in the NFL?
No. I don't believe he is.
Are you open to the idea that he could be?
No.
You're not even open to it. You're not even going to say it's possible.
When you say starter, what do you mean by that?
A legit starter, maybe even a good starter.
Okay, you mean somebody that can actually go all 17 games in a season, not somebody that will start a couple of games for you in a pinch when you need it.
No, that's called a backup limit.
Okay, then no, I do not believe that he is capable of that, no.
Neither do I. My question is, are you open to watching him develop? Are you open to the idea of that? Or would you not even give him a chance? Is your mind completely closed to that?
Well, I think he deserves an opportunity, but I put it at like 5%.
Who's that?
Somebody calling to defend Will Howard on
Might
the tape
be.
That I'm
yeah,
giving?
It does. It has a Columbus area code on it.
Fascinating. No, I do not think that he is somebody who can step in and be the starter for them. I don't. I'm going to give it a 5% chance. 5% openness, willingness that I am giving him to be able to do that.
I think we're not on the same page on that. There's a difference between a prediction and am I open? I'm open to anything. Yeah, maybe he'll be good. I don't know. I saw the guy probably 7 or 8 times play in college. Let's see. And when somebody like John Gruden pays him that high of a compliment, it opens my eyes a little. But I'm with you on the prediction. There's a reason he was still available. But who knows? People develop. Things happen. He definitely has some physical traits and the toughness and things like that. Now I'm getting into Tommy Pham-like qualities, right?
Tommy's toughness. I do like the makeup of Will Howard. He seems like a really good guy. He seems like he, you know, definitely puts in the work. I just don't know if he's able to put it all together, and that's why I'm very close to slamming that door. It's just a little bit ajar.
You're close to slamming the door. He's not even at. They haven't even started mini camp or OTAs yet. Why would you slam the door already?
It's a little bit ajar for me to be able to believe that he can be a 17-game starter.
Your door is ajar. No, it's not. It's a door. So if you compared him to Izzy, Z, Peggy, and Tree, is he a notch above that at least?
For his sake, I sure hope so.
Noah was talking about Tree like he's the centerpiece of a World Series team coming up here.
Well, come on. He kind of like gave a little, I guess, Jared Triolo before answering that question.
What do you have next?
A lot of people are still forgetting about Z and who Z even is.
Yeah, I forgot already.
Chang, the shortstop. Right. Pony just came in here and said hello.
Is he having a good minor league year? Not Pony, but Z.
Z? I think he's having an okay year.
Do you know that for a fact? Can you look up the numbers?
Yeah, I will look it up for sure for you.
You have a habit of guessing, and it's sometimes wrong.
Yeah, I can be wrong occasionally.
tell me more about Z.
Z. Well, no, he's not having a good year. Z in the minors, 57 at-bats, has 12 hits, 3 steals, 1 RBI.
I don't need all those numbers.
211 average.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Of all the indictments, I think I mentioned one earlier, that they have nobody knocking at the door at AAA. An overall indictment of this organization and the previous administration is that they have put more draft capital into shortstops than any organization I've ever seen in my life. And we're sitting here talking again about Izzy, Z, Peggy, and Tree.
Can I address something real quick?
Mm-hmm.
People on the text line saying, Austin doesn't like Will Howard because he went to Ohio
State.
There
you go, texters. That's why we pay you the big money out there. You're right.
You really think that bias can just cloud my judgment.
You said you're not even open to the idea he could be good.
I don't think he's that good.
That's a different question. Come on, Limits. You're a smart man. I'm not asking if you think he's good or if you're predicting he's going to be good. Do you have an open mind about the guy?
Somewhat.
Okay.
But based on what I've watched, again, I wouldn't predict it. But open mind, you can give me a little bit of an open mind, but not much. It's six-round pick. I don't know where a lot of the defense comes into this. He was still available in the sixth round.
I have an open mind about Caleb Johnson. You know,
I do too. He's a third-round pick.
No,
I like him a lot.
What I mean by that is I'm concerned when I see Nick Saban comparing to Najee Harris, I'm concerned about the 40 time. Regardless of what people tell me about his GPS times, and regardless of when I watch the tape from Iowa, he looks to be more of a breakaway threat. But I'm concerned, but I have an open mind that this guy could be that. And if you're talking about Najee with breakaway explosiveness, you're talking about a hell of a running back. So I'm open to this idea that this guy could be really, really good and be explosive. Right?
People on the text line saying, you want Will Howard to fail. Come on now.
You do. I'm convinced
NFL,
of that.
It's a completely different thing. Do you think I just want Cam Hayward to fail because he went to Ohio State? Really? Come on. That's a stupid argument.
No, I agree with all the texters
that you're wrong.
Extremely biased against Will Howard because he went to Ohio State.
Yeah.
I'm with them.
Any other Ohio State players that I am completely biased against, even though I wanted them to draft Emeka Abuka?
I don't know. Are you?
No, I'm not.
None of them to pick Abuka.
You want the Steelers to pick, and Abuka was the number one guy. Please remind me of what college he went to.
My nasal passage feels swollen.
That's what I thought.
Next.
Brian Batko is next.
I thought you had another treat for me, Limits.
Yeah, later
that was
on.
Only two treats.
It's already noon.
All right. That wasn't much of an Easter basket.
The Easter basket is later for the Limitless Express.
You're saving the best for that?
Of course.
That Easter basket only had those, what are those little marshmallows that are always stale? What do they call those? Come on.
The peeps in the Easter basket?
Exactly.
Yeah. Are they always stale?
That was a bunch of peeps in my basket.
Everybody on the text line saying, it's just because Austin wants Drew Aller. He was not brought up once
That's
in this
also
segment.
Also very
and
true.
And yet people just drag him into
You keep
it.
Going, texters. Get this guy.
Yeah, keep dragging me. At least they're finally coming after me for once. Typically they're coming after you, Joe. So I'll take it. I'll follow the sword today.
How about that? He gets a little shot at me. They go after you, and the best he can do is take a shot at me. Unbelievable, Limits. They're all right, too. You want Aller so badly here. Don't you?
I believe that Aller needs to significantly improve. It was the right decision for him to go back to college.
Well, who are you, a GM now? You're talking, what are you, Kyle Dubas?
Am I able to make a point?
No, apparently not.
Apparently
you're talking
not.
Around it like a lawyer. You're talking like Ben Charrington and Kyle Dubas.
All I've been given was 5 seconds.
Do you want
seconds.
Aller to be the number one pick or not?
Your Honor, I'm trying to make my case here,
well,
and he's trying to
I think he's
object.
Got a lot of arm talent. I think he has a lot of work to do. Perhaps in the future, the under-the-surface stats will tell us that he is the guy. Is he yes or no? You want him to be the number one pick?
We still have a full year to determine it, but I will say yes.
Thanks,
because
Ben.
I think that he ultimately will be able to be that guy.
Thank you, Kyle.